Hello, welcome back to another episode of An Evening in the Odds. My name is Kay. Today I am going to be talking about the Vanderpump Rules reunion episode, part two of the reunion. Just some of my thoughts, and I watched it today during work, and I was very like, I don't want to say that it was kind of underwhelming. Like, I don't know if we need, or we do need the last part, but I felt like this one didn't really, it wasn't better than last week's. Like, I think the first part of the reunion was actually more, had like more bombshells and stuff. And Raquel, like, we didn't get to see her speak. Like, it's weird that she's only in the next episode, but I just wanted to go through some highlights while I was watching. Okay, so let's start with Raquel. I thought it was really weird that just how she reacts to things is very strange. And I've been going on TikTok and Reddit just to read, like, they have on Reddit the, I never use that app really, but like they have a sub, I think that's what they call it, for Vanderpump Rules. And I've just been reading what like people are saying and thinking, like people who've watched the show forever, like what their thoughts are on her, like entirely in her, just like her past is very interesting. So what I will say is that, and I think I actually skipped this episode, but her like family life is very interesting and complicated. She was adopted by her aunt, and she does have like a biological sister that her mom kept, and she's back in her life. But people are saying that that sister only came back in Raquel's life after she was like on TV. So that's always very suspicious. It's kind of similar to like James's mom. She's a very interesting lady too. But Raquel, like the, oh, sorry guys, I'm still working. That was an email notification. Okay. So Raquel is someone who she has really interesting reactions. When she's about to cry or she's uncomfortable, she smiles a lot. I noticed that based off of one of the episodes in season 10 where she is having, I think it's a breakdown or an anxiety attack of some sort when she's driving back. She was on like that desert road trip, I think, with Katie and Lawler and then some other people who are irrelevant, like Charlie. And she was like crying and she's like, I don't know what to do with my life. Cause at this point in season 10, like she's not with James anymore. She was with him for like several years. And I kind of wonder like how that relationship stayed that way for so long. I'll get to James in a second. I think he's kind of a strange person too. But anyway, Raquel, she was saying just like, she obviously did not have a good relationship with James. Watching them, like it seemed like she was always kind of scared of him or like just didn't want to set him over with his weird anger problems. So I think that that was her experience with relationships, and she just didn't have like, that was just her only experience. And then she like was coming off of an engagement. And then, you know, she was saying how like she just, the reason why she started sleeping with Tom Sandoval, what she says is that she's like, I had never like slept with someone who I was in love with. And she like, she's like, I loved Tom as a friend. And so that's love. So, you know, here we go. And when she's talking to Andy during this episode, again, she's like, she has no remorse. She's not crying. She does say, the only thing that she says is, I'm very ashamed of it. That is all she says. She does not like, and I'm comparing this to another cheating scandal that happened like 10 years ago with Tom Sandoval again and Kristen. I remember watching that reunion. I think it was season 2 reunion. Kristen was like, you actually believed that she was very, like she was an emotional wreck. And yeah, like maybe the situation was a little bit different and that like, I mean, it's like cheating is cheating, but the situation was a tiny bit different with Kristen and Tom because they were like both hated each other, both cheating on each other all the time. But like this time it was on her friend's boyfriend or with her friend's boyfriend. And you can see that she's very remorseful. She eventually like is able to move past it. But Tom and what's her name? Raquel. I don't think it's her real name, by the way. I think it's Rachel. You can tell that they're not very like, they're not remorseful at all. And Tom is so gross to me. Like, I don't see how anyone could think he's handsome or anything like that. I've never thought he was a catch. I don't know. But anyway, so like Raquel has nothing of like value to add to this conversation. From a PR standpoint, like I feel like she's gone about this like all in the wrong ways, like her TMZ interview. If she is in a mental health facility, like I guess that was a good move to say, but now I'm hearing things that she's not, or that she's like sending postcards to Tom with like a lightning bolt on it or something like that. Kind of weird. And yes, she didn't really come off as, and then also in the episode when, cause she has that restraining order against, Sheener, when, she's in her trailer and then Tom Sandoval comes to hang out with her and like there's silence because he, and he's like, turn off the cameras. And he's like, doesn't want to talk around her or to her with the cameras because he's saying that he's like nervous, doesn't want know what to say. But we all know it's because he wants to discuss, like, when she comes onto the stage, what is she going to say? Is everything going to match up? Like, how can he look the best? Like, he doesn't really care how she looks, I think. And I don't think he's in love with her. I think he's going through a midlife crisis. And I think that he has a huge ego. I think that he thinks that he deserves, like, whatever he wants in the world. But I also think he is similar to Schwartz in that, like, both cowards in some ways are just very much like, I don't know, like I, Tom Schwartz, like he should have broken up with Katie. Like he should have never proposed to her. Like that was, in my opinion, the ultimatum was like not a good idea from her. Like I think his answer was that, like, he shouldn't have asked her to marry him. And I think they could have remained friends. And then who knows what might have happened. But I think they're both very like, they don't want to be the bad guy publicly, like Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. So that's why I think Tom didn't break up with Ariana, is because it wasn't about like hurting her feelings, like maybe a little bit, but I think it all comes down to him. Like he's very self-involved. Like he just is in love with himself and his band. Like I looked up TikTok videos of him singing. Like he can't sing. It's so bad. It's so, so bad. And then his outfits are gross. His makeup is gross. His white nail polish is gross. Like just over him. So that's all I have about Raquel. Like she's not amazing, but we'll see what she does next week. Yeah, back to Tom Sandoval. Like this was another, like no one was really letting him speak. Like he was speaking a little bit, but there's still a lot of shouting. He said nothing of interest. Like, oh, he did say like, oh, to Raquel, Ariana is gonna unleash on you. And he's like, but I'm glad you came though. Also, like another thing that stuck with me, because I just watched the show completely in like season 10. When Katie is talking to Tom Sandoval, she's like having a fight with him about how like he's kind of like, it's about Schwartz and Sandy's, and like basically Schwartz really doesn't have a say in how things go with the restaurant. Like it's really all Tom Sandoval's weird vision. He's like obsessed with like psychedelic, like 70s. Decor, someone who does upholstery for a living was on TikTok, paused in a scene while they're in the restaurant, and one of the seats with like this upholstery on it is like not matched correctly, if that makes sense. Like it like has like the lines are going different ways, like so it's just, I don't know anything about the restaurant business, but like it just doesn't look very good, or I don't think they knew what they were doing and they admitted that. But anyway, like what I was saying is that when Katie was referring to, she's like, oh, you don't, I don't know exactly what she said, but she was talking about how when TomTom opened, like Tom bought that stupid motorcycle with a sidecar and he put Schwartz in the sidecar. Katie was like, he's like your little Barbie doll. And like, it's not like you're not partners. Like you just control him. He's like your toy. You're like, he does whatever you want. And that is kind of true. And like in this last episode, there's like one point, or there's two different points where like Tom kind of tells Schwartz what to do. And it's like, I hope that friendship fails, but they are in business together. So I don't know. Tom Schwartz, like he's kind of meaningless in this episode. He didn't say anything of any interest. Let's jump to Sheena. That was sad about her. This whole restraining order from Raquel, like was putting a ton of like emotional stress on her and then her kid, and like not being able to bond well with her child. And that was very sad to hear. Sheena, I think that she's a good person, but I also think, and she has said this before, that she is a people pleaser, like same. And I think that she saw herself in Raquel a little bit of being like on the outside looking in. It's like that Disney Channel song, with the people at Sur and just like on the show. So she really took her under her wing. I still do question a little bit Brock and Raquel's relationship. I don't think that they ever like slept together or anything like that, anything romantic happened, but I could see maybe some touchy-feely flirting, like when they're dancing together, like something like that, which I think is still bad. But Sheena just doesn't believe that there could be anything wrong, but we'll see. Okay. Let's go to Lala. I mean, she's kind of fighting with Lisa a little bit, but like nothing crazy. They did talk about Randall Emmett, and I felt like that whole situation is really interesting. I did watch the Randall scandal on Hulu, and I got bored like 75% of the way in. It's really not that great. Like, I guess he's similar to Harvey Weinstein, but he's like not as powerful, I guess, but it's like still, same thing. But it was interesting to hear that. It was interesting that I guess Lawler has a podcast. I've not listened to it, but like up until a few months ago, she had to split her earnings from the podcast 50-50 because with Randall, because I guess they started the podcast together or like whatever, they went on it together. So it, and they weren't even married, but like once you have a kid and like you split up, it's interesting how like everything just changes. You're tied to that person forever. Like, I don't envy her at all. Like, I really am confused about her financial situation too, because she's always like, we're going on the PJ, the private jet with Randall's money and stuff. But I don't think he's doing well with money. And then I'm sure he has to pay child support, but it's like, what is she doing? Like, I think she has a makeup line and she has her podcast and she has a show, but like, and she's probably like an influencer and does like FabFitFun boxes and things like that. But I'm just very curious about their financial aspects, everyone on the show. And I know that she has a house in Palm Springs, and I wonder if she has like an apartment in Hollywood or something. Who knows? And also her daughter is not allowed to appear on TV anymore, because Randall said that he did not want her to be on TV. So that was kind of it with Lala. Like, I feel like she had better moments in the first part of the reunion. Moving on. Okay, so James, oh no, Allie came on, James' girlfriend. I don't think that they will stay together. I think she will get sick of him and his outbursts, and he's not great when he's drinking, and he's drinking again. Like, there was a weird part where they're like, the Toms were talking about like how bad James and his drinking is, and like how it made James, like, he did something weird, like with the waitress or something like that. And then Lala was like, I don't know if she's kind of diverting from that, but she was like, you guys like get like heavily like drunk. Like, you drink all the time. You drink heavily. Like, you're the same as James. Like, don't pretend that you're above like his drinking, because I guess they go like pretty hard with drinking. And I believe it. I've seen those episodes where they, where Schwartz like wakes up on a different resort in Mexico because he was like so drunk that night. Also, he brought Xanax to the reunion, which I thought was interesting. And then Sandoval was like, just tell him it's your medication and that's no one's business. I don't know. They're like really stupid. But anyway, so like back to James, like I know everyone thinks that he's really funny. He has really good one-liners, but like I don't know. I don't think he really treated Raquel well while they were together. I don't think that they had a healthy relationship. I feel bad that he has a drinking problem, that he has to take care of his family. Hopefully that's not the case anymore. But I just think he's unstable. I don't think he can handle being in a relationship. Like, I think he probably has like really high highs and really low lows. And I just don't think that'd be really fun to be around and have that as your boyfriend. But he's like kind of a, he's annoying me this past like episode, this reunion episode. Like, he was just being annoying. He has to keep getting up and he has to keep getting mad and he gets like triggered over little things. So that was just like not fun to watch. Like, I just wish he had something a little bit like better to say in response to things, but yeah. Okay, so the last thing I'll talk about. Okay, so next thing, talking a little bit more about Shaneer and Raquel's altercation, alleged altercation. I don't really know the status of if everything was dropped. I don't know. I think it is, but allegedly, we'll just say that. So there's that temporary restraining order. That's why they can't be on the same sound stage while they're filming the reunion. And then Raquel does have like a letter from her lawyer delivered via Andy to Shiner at the reunion saying like that the restraining order has been dropped or the charges have been dropped. Don't know when that will become enacted or like why she couldn't just like surprise and like walk out on the stage. That would have been kind of funny. But they're talking about like allegedly Sheena like punched her and that's why like that happened and was the night where she like found out, like Ariana found out that she was cheating with Tom. But I think what happened allegedly, I think she did like scratch her face with her nails or something. I think that it might have been just her slapping her. Like I don't know. That's what Katie said too. So I thought that was interesting. Sandoval was being weird. I think he knows the truth, and I don't even know the truth. I'm more inclined to believe Sheena. But yeah, so that was all that happened there. After that, Raquel like ends this with like she did say that she was trying, she talked with Tom like they, when they were gonna or when he was gonna tell Ariana that about the affair before they started filming the reunion. They were talking about how they were gonna like change up the dates and just say like, oh, this was happening, like whatever. At this time, it didn't last this long. It didn't happen in your house. Like they're gonna lie about that, but then everything came out. My question is like, in the first part of the reunion, Tom was acting like they just had a one-night stand. Like, so have, but I thought this was like an ongoing thing. So maybe he was just mentioning that one point, like when it first started, and he's like, then we took a break. So, like, how long was this going on? Or, like, I don't know. And supposedly, there is a really big revelation that's going to be revealed. Probably, well, it will, no, it will happen next episode. There are rumors that either Raquel is pregnant. I don't think that she's pregnant. There are rumors that, just maybe someone different knew about the affair, like, a long time before everything came out, or like when they said they knew about it, or like maybe Schwartz has known about it for a while. Maybe this affair has been going off and on for several years now. Who knows? Because Tom has cheated on Ariana before with Miami Girl, and then he says one other time, but I'm sure there's probably multiple other times. So yeah, that is kind of my overall thoughts. Like it was not the best episode. It was like more of the same, like what was happening last week. I'm very excited for next week. And then after that, I don't know what my new show will be. But thank you all for listening. If you ever want to be a guest on the show, please reach out. We have an Instagram, it's Evening in the Aughts Podcast, a TikTok, Evening in the Aughts Pod. We also have an email address that we check every now and then. It is evening in the odds podcast at gmail.com. If you have any like requests of movies or like any pop culture moments you'd like us to cover, please let us know. We are happy to take any requests. And I mean, that's kind of it. Like, I do want to bring up the Patreon again. You can sign up now. It has some episodes on there. $1 a month. And yeah, thank you all so much for listening. I hope this was an easy episode to listen to. Again, I'm just talking to myself, which is what I do all day while I'm at home working. So hopefully this wasn't too painful to listen to. But we will see you next week. Bye.